You are listening to the Riverfront Church Podcast, a place to explore faith, history, ideas, and more.
Hello, this is Pastor Edwin with the Riverfront Church 505 Podcast. Glad to be here for the Think and Drink edition as we now looked at the third exploration of the book of Revelation out of four. We will have our final reflection on the book of Revelation on Wednesday, December 18th at 5:05 p.m. at 900 North Washington Street. This will mark the last Bible study for Think and Drink. Over the last 2 years, we have looked at Genesis all the way to Revelation. We've explored all sorts of fields of study, disciplines that inform us about the context of Scripture, but also ways that we can reflect on Scripture. And it's been a wonderful community that has formed. We have laughed a lot, often at the person we call Alan's expense. We have enjoyed his or her leadership and teaching and insights offered, as well as great questions stirred. It's been a wonderful community of faith. And stay tuned, in 2020, we will be announcing some new exciting opportunities for Bible study and for fellowship for Think and Drink. And we will also be welcoming a new ministry worker, Chelsea Spires, who will be leading that effort. So we're really excited about what 2020 looks like. So that's a very long introduction just to say this is it, folks. And this was the second to last dance. And we talked about the book of Revelation chapters 10 through, pick a number, about 10 through 15 maybe, 10 through 17, so somewhere around there. And we talked about different metaphors and images and perhaps scriptural references, perhaps contextual references, but also a lot of shrugging. That's what we've been doing throughout these reflections. Book of Revelation. If anybody tells you they have it all figured out and they have all answers for the book of Revelation, point them to several chapters in the book of Revelation, which actually disprove this point. And also run away very quickly. Join a community of faith that tries to wrestle with faith and is open to the Spirit's leading and guiding, but certainly doesn't have simple or simplistic answers for the book of Revelation. So we've got some takeaways, so take it away.
All right, so yeah, this is it's almost getting sad. we're getting close to it, but this has been an amazing journey, and I have learned and asked a lot of questions. And there was one, 1 Peter 2, you yourselves, like living stones, are being built up as spiritual houses. And that kind of says something for me. And this whole journey of going through the Bible and seeing it through biblical times and then getting into the revelations. And once again, this revelations was almost like, for me, previous to this was, oh, be scared. You know, it was like the doom and gloom. And it, with the, one of the things we were saying, you know, it was like, don't worry, read Revelations, because there is hope, you know. And I think this was really talking about a lot of different hope to us. And one of the parts that's, that really jumped out was the bold judgments, almost like the plagues to come towards the end. And we discussed not only what it was saying, but the symmetry and what it was saying about the people that would be existing at that time. Because I won't even say living, I would say they were just existing at that time, and the different things, and how especially movies and the entertainment industry has taken this book and manipulated it in such a way, and actually sitting here and being able to wrestle with what I was seeing and hearing and saying, oh, no, that's not what the Bible's actually saying in this point. This is what it's actually saying. And there's really no, like, definite answers to a lot of these questions. It's just more of a, that's interesting. That's interesting. And one of the games we played was it was the Bold Judgment sponsorship game. So the idea was that these judgments would be sponsored by different companies. I shall not name any of the companies that we use, but it put it in perspective of how something like that could happen in a way that we wouldn't even see, you know, if we're not taking care of this planet that we're living on. But then again, some of the things are actually going the way they're supposed to be going because that's the way that it's been prophesied or, you know, written. So there's hope in knowing that there's nothing new under the sun. And that's what I got from this tonight. Thank you.
Well, I got two really interesting things. I got what I learned about, like, when I heard the Book of Revelations, I was always taught it in a way that made you scared to death. You're afraid to fall asleep after reading it. And if you read it, understood it, you really were just going to be, you know, taken out the next day if you figured it out or something. It was always taught to me, like, this is it. There's no hope for you. It's all over, you know, and someday you're going to get this mark, and then you're really doomed. And if you don't get the mark, you can't buy stuff. And if you can't buy stuff, then what are you going to do? It's like crazy how it was taught to me before. What I like about Think and Drink is we sit and we discuss and we share our thoughts and ideas. And the Book of Revelations, I don't know if it's meant to be understood. It's meant to be read and pondered and talked about. And if you've got it figured out, you really don't got it figured out. The one thing I found interesting was, you know, how everybody's scared of this number 666, and it's the mark of this beast. And when we were reading the scriptures about it, the scripture, it, you know, we always talk about that, you know, the Antichrist is going to give you the mark of the beast. Well, it wasn't the Antichrist that wanted you to have some kind of mark, per se, as it was written in the story. It was the beast that came out of the earth, which was or is alluded to as the false prophet. So it was the false prophet. And the number 666 may not really be a number. It may be letters that are being described as numbers, because I learned tonight that Hebrew letters transfer into numbers. So how about that, you know? Who knows? All of us probably have somewhere in our name Hebrew translations of our names into the number 666. Then also, you know, it was said that before it became 666, it was 616. So who really knows, you know? And that's the good thing about coming here, is you get all that additional insight and all that additional scripture, and it's not just given to you like this is all it means and it doesn't mean anything else. We're all just sitting here, well, it could mean that, it could mean this. We don't know. We just have to wait and see. And I did like learning about the different bowl judgments and doing the cute corporate sponsorship. I thought that was kind of clever. And I like the one scripture that in Revelation 10, like verses 1 through, I think it's 1 through 4, where it's talking about, I'll just read it real quick. It says, then I saw another mighty angel coming down from heaven. He was robed in a cloud with a rainbow above his head. His face was like the sun, and his legs were like fiery pillars. He was holding a little scroll, which lay open in his hand. He planted his right foot on the sea and his left foot on the land. And he gave a loud shout like the roar of a lion. When he shouted, the voices of the seven thunders spoke. And when the seven thunders spoke, I was about to write, but I heard a voice from heaven say, seal up what the seven thunders have said and do not write it down. So there you go. There was a great revelation coming, but it said, nope, don't write that one down. So who knows what it means? Nobody really knows. And I think that's the great thing about coming here, is we just learn and continue to learn and grow with each other in a fun, really cool pictures. I wish I could, you know, share with you the picture of the fish that looks like a dragon coming at you with teeth, but it's kind of hard to explain other than that. So I really get a lot, and we were given an assignment, which I think I'm going to try to do because I have a Star Wars fan in my life. It said, do the Star Wars interpretation of the Book of Revelations. Figure out who's who, you know, who's the Antichrist, who's the, you know, good guys and the bad guys. So I'm going to try to figure that one out, considering we're getting ready to see a new Star Wars movie. So that's what I got out of it.
So I will once again be the voice that says all of this popularized stuff since the 1800s, the Schofield notes and the Tim LaHaye, Jerry Jenkins, late great Planet Earth interpretation of Revelation is, in my opinion, not valid at all. And I think that the scripture has deep spiritual meaning, had historic meaning at the time, and ought not be used to try to match up with events of the day. And every effort to do so since the 1800s has proven to be lacking. So, just rebuttal?
No, I just want to add that what is, I think, a role, a spiritual role that Book of Revelation can have in our lives is that it's a humbling text in that it is so obscure, so hard to pinpoint, so hard to understand, that it makes you wonder, well, the texts you think you understand, do you really understand them? Are you wrestling with them in community? We can see how texts can be taken out of context, but also even with the very little context we do have, and can be abused and used to very dangerous ends. So, you know, do this in a community of faith that is transparent and open and willing to ask good questions, deeper questions, and not give simplistic answers. But also continue to look at the hope. I always like to tell people that come to me asking me, you know, what are all the meanings in this book of Revelation, to point them to they do not contradict. The book of Revelation does not ultimately contradict God's purpose for our lives, God's work of grace in our lives, God's hope for the world that God loves so much, that God sent God's only Son, Christ Jesus, not to condemn the world, but that through him the world would be saved. We can get distracted with all the other details, all the other things, but at the end of the day, what does the Lord require of mortals? And it is that we seek justice, that we love mercy, and that we walk humbly with God. That is just as true of the book of Revelation as it is in Micah, and as it would have continued to be throughout the prophets and in the time of Jesus. So that doesn't change it for us. There can be interesting things we can learn from the book of Revelation. It can be edifying, but only through prayer in communal dialogue. But if anything, if it can be edifying to you, it's to be humble about texts that we certainly don't have a handle of. And secondly, to look at the heart of the message. And that is, of course, in and through and by Jesus. So I hope that that's helpful to you. And next time, tell us, Ken, what's going on next time?
We're down to the final chapters.
Dun, dun, dun. We're down to the final chapters of the Book of Revelation. We're also going to have a Chrismica Festivus party, 900 North Washington Street. It's at Grace Church. We're going to be having some wonderful food. It's not going to be Asian food per the person we call Alan's request. It'll be all sorts of things, but it's going to be a fun mixture of celebrating this season where we wait for the coming of Christ in a pedagogical and symbolic way. Also, Festival of Lights. We will have latkes, I believe.
Yes.
And so we'll be celebrating the more sort of secular, though also with some religious symbolism, celebration of Hanukkah. And then lastly, we'll also be celebrating Festivus. So for those who would like to air their grievances, this is the time to air your grievances over these last 2 years of this Bible study and of the leader we call Alan. So come out, join us, 5:05 p.m., Wednesday, December 18th, 900 North Washington Street, Grace Church. Come for food, come for fellowship, and come for some good word.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Riverfront Church Podcast. You can connect with us online at riverfrontwilmo.com or on Facebook. Just search for Riverfront Church in Wilmington, Delaware. May God meet you where you are and lead you where you are meant to go.